Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish every one of us could really understand the power of the testimonies that have been shared. Well, the congregation are like this today. Okay. Maybe more people. Abulagba guys did not go this side today. They went to this side. Amen. I think every word of testimony that everybody here has shared is very, very powerful. It's good to see you. Been a while. Where have you been? Sorry? Work, okay. And I just hope you understand that devil is always fine with an ungrateful heart, even if he's a child of God. Devil is very fine. Ungratefulness or being an ingrate when you have been blessed is like I'm looking for a very small way to describe it, but a way to also describe it is maybe when they cook when they cook soup in the house, and somebody whosoever is blessed to cook very well cooked a very, very delicious soup, and then you serve your sibling, maybe you were the one that cooked the soup, and you serve your sibling, and your sibling decided to put more salt until it's no more eatable. Now, what I'm trying to deduce from that is being an ingrate makes your blessing unusable. Because in the real sense, your blessing is meant to do something. 5K is 5K. 5K is meant to do something. Now, 5K is not meant to pay tiffe. 5K is meant to do something. Has somebody blessed you before and you remembered all the goodness of God? Now, that's what that blessing is meant to do. Do you get? No. You must forever be in a place where every blessing of God reminds you of God. Do you get? Every blessing of God. Now, I know some of you, if you had more time, you would share more of your testimonies. Even some of you, I know your testimonies. Demilade did not share one. She had the big miracle during the week. She didn't even share it. Maybe she was even afraid to share it. Like, do I really trust these people if I share this thing like this? Hey, yeah, is that serious? I'm very serious. I'm very serious. See, guys, let me tell you something. You know, Pastor Kenya has said it before that you guys will have money. Some of you don't even believe that you have pocket money. But it's not Pokemon he's saying, no. I mean, some of you, like, family, would they arrange? Hey? Would they will be arranging. You know what they call black tax? Have you heard of it before? You guys, I don't think maybe I should even teach you guys what black tax, because we always frown our face when we hear it. So black tax is when You know, you just Amalite, then everybody just arrange behind you. Ah. One has armored, everybody has armored. Hey, Bros J, how far? They come your place, so how far? Have you seen 2H? So that's black tax. Or maybe, at the end of the month, everybody will just know that something will drop from your side. But there's also some money that is bigger than black tax. That's God's prosperity. Yeah. Where you're blessed beyond measures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I want you guys to really know that all these blessings are meant to do something in your life. Don't joke with the blessing of people. You have people. Some people don't have a company. If you can scroll through your phone and there's nobody that you can message to pray with, you don't have a people. If all the people you have on your contact is people you are owing money, that one you need deliverance. Like, like A to Z. You are owing different people, different tranches. That one, I think I need to see you. Something is, you're already missing a very fundamental thing. But if you can't scroll on your phone and see a number, you're smiling. How many of you know that? You just see a phone number. You didn't call the person, and you're smiling. And you're thanking God. Or you see a picture, and you remember when you and that person met. And you're like, wow, what would have happened to me if I didn't meet this person? You know? I think there was a picture I saw you, him, and Blessed also. Ah, Anthony. This boy is now final. Ah! Devil did not win. This is the one they call God Win. That's his real name. Anthony Godwin. Not Godwin, no. Godwin. I saw that picture, I was laughing. You guys be sharing those type of pictures. It humbles you people. I also saw a picture of Isaac too. It's for me personally, they well up thanksgiving in my heart. Personally. You know, there's a picture of myself and my wife. I've shared it once on my WhatsApp. See, you can't tell me God does not exist when I see that picture. Have you seen that lace? They had to steal that lace. Like, I'd been wearing that lace for more than 8 years. You know where when I got that lace? It was at the burial of my grandfather. That was when I got that list. So I'm this type of person that clothes grows with me. I'm like the children of Israel. My clothes grows. Then some I grow into some. Maybe that uncles give to me. There's also another one that my uncle gave me. I wore that cloth till they compared that cloth to a new version of the cloth. And that was when I dropped it. Is my, you know, when you want to go to your, you know, where you see your colleagues, your friends, that I can wash that cloth in the morning when I'm going out. Like, it's like, you know, when you look at your wardrobe, that's like the best or the only best cloth you have. So I can wear it last week and wear it a day after that, maybe a previous outing. And so that's where I wear clothes. I didn't used to have clothes. I also grew up in a family where I was only male, and I didn't used to request for clothing. So I just wear what I have, and at times I wish I had some other things, but I didn't know how to always say, you know, I need a new cloth or whatever. And so that list is part of the clothes that I had, which was very, I think I just felt it looked good on me. To be very honest, I never had jeans even then. You know, for like maybe 20, no, 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 maybe in like 18 years, I never had a gym. I never even knew what a gym. I had chinos, but I didn't have a gym. And so they stole that list. And so whenever they stole it in Shodende, but no Shodende, the day they stole it, I was angry. And I was sure heaven going like, ah, we shall have poverty, leisure. So that was where they stole the coat. And so whenever I see that picture, I myself and my wife, I didn't marry her then. She was. We grew up very well as brothers and sisters, to be very honest with you. I think maybe there will be a day I'll teach you guys the... And I think today's flyer is could fit for it. You know, how to harness the love in this kind of community. I mean love in this kind of community. How to take care of your sister. How to take care of your brother. How to, you know, when Blessing sees Anthony, when Anthony sees Blessing, how they can relate. And there will not be any infractions. So we related for close to 7 years as pure brother and sister, to be very honest with you. So when I didn't even know how I was going to get married to her until I came back from service. Until I came back from youth service, I didn't know. It was while I was in Family House, and Family House is NCCF, the Nigerian Scoppers Fellowship, I think. Nigerian Christian Core Fellowship, or Corpus Fellowship. So it was when I was in the Family House. Some of you should have heard that phrase, maybe from your siblings. So it was when I was there that I knew that the only way to stay holy in that house was to just say I'm engaged. Even though I didn't have anybody I was engaged to. So he said, are you engaged? I said, yes. Because every sister coming to the house, they are looking for their future husband. So I say, yes, I'm engaged. And I'm serious. It was that bad. It was that bad. You know, the mess in the camp, in the youth service camp, was even, that one was on another level. Even in the Christian, so-called Christian Family House, people didn't know how to relate. Like, a brother cannot say hi to another sister. She will be slain. She goes, oh, that's my husband. I remember one of our transport secretary. The day we entered Family House, there was a lady that came with our batch. He fell in love as they entered. It was after he moved close to her. He knew that she was currently in a broken relationship. And then he kept pressing that, you know. Because at that point, our heart was very frail, you know. And that's why they always advise, when your heart is broken, don't go and look for another man. It's Jesus you need at that point. So she was frail. And the transport secretary was a mugu. And he kept pushing. The broken relationship was between her and another person outside of the Family House. So it's like that's what she brought. That was her own baggage. Do you get? Just like all of us carry traveling bag. That was our own traveling bag to the Family House. And our own transport secretary, who was even senior to us, you know, they always say, ah, you guys will not, we'll get it. So when you are a prayer secretary now, and you finish your tenure, they will call you G Prayo. Now, if there has been 5 prayer secretaries ago, they will call that one G Prayo. So imagine if you had served maybe 10 years ago, your G is raised to power 10, then they will put your role in front of you. So they say G Prayo, G Toss. They call transport secretary Toss. G Mama. Mama is welfare, mamo. Some people say mamo. They say G G G treasurer, GenSec, president, or no, Papa. Sorry, I didn't say president. GGGGG Papa. And so our TOS, GTOS, it was GTOS then, fell in love with, I think she was a treasurer, the lady. We found out that it was, I mean, this lady had another relationship she was currently having issues with. And so our thoughts was thinking maybe that would be his wife. And it was running all the prospects. And it was our thoughts that they got his heart broken. Because the lady got back with the guy. And I think they're happily married with wife. I don't think our TOS has married till now. I'm serious. Our TOS now is working in Amazon. I know where he's working. He's currently, I think, in UK. But I don't think he's married yet. And so, I had to tell them that I was engaged. Because I wanted to save my destiny. Because that is family house doesn't mean it's God's household. Because when I joined the family house, and they said there's one person in the prayer department, he's called Demon Destroyer. That's his role, Demon Destroyer. So I came in as the prayer secretary for the whole of Lagos. That was my role. And so they said there's one person there, his name is Demon Destroyer. And I later found out that it's demon that has destroyed him. Because he was a correct drunk. And so I had to ensure that that his called family house does not mean is the house of God. Actually, every week we were always just me and the Bible study secretary. We were on an assignment of trying to get the members of the house back to God. You get my point. And so always, you know, when I see that picture, it reminds me of God's goodness. There's a song I whenever I hear Frank Edwards' song, how many of you know Frank Edwards? I remember my service here and I'm filled with thanksgiving. That was the only currency I converted all that experience to. It was a period where I had huge relapse in my health. Relapsed to tuberculosis then. It was very, very, very bad. But whenever I just hear Frank Edwards' song, I just remember the days I would be on the street of Ijai. You guys should know Ijai. I believe that side. That was where I served in Ijai, close to Kola. Amadia, other side. I served in a public private school. It's a private school, but it's a public school. Even from the name gone, you know it's not a bestive. That's the name of it. Hope you didn't go to bestive. Bestive. That was the name of the school. They closed down the school after I left because they were into exam malpractices. And so your experiences are, you have a converting mechanism inside of you. I know it's not everybody that went to youth service that would be that grateful. Or whenever they remember that period, they would say, wow. Or whenever they hear Frank Edward, they'll say, oh, I remember what God has done here. So it's usually very good to give thanks. Do you get? It's usually very good to be very, very grateful. Because you guys are going very far. Don't become too weak to give thanks. Do you get? Don't become too weak. You know, if somebody gives you 10 naira, be so grateful. No. Tell the person that gave it to you that you wouldn't have done anything if you didn't have that 10 naira. And it's not when they give you 1 million naira before you say you will create a billboard. You will not create the billboard. That's humans. If you don't thank God for 10 naira, you will most likely never be grateful for anything. And if you don't thank God for someone serving you food, if you say that, oh, it's when it's intercontinental, they serve me, that's when you won't. You would never. I'm telling you from experience. You will never. You also cut into when, I mean, you can use this same philosophy when you need to serve God with your possession. If it's only 5 naira you have as an offering, give the 5 naira. You would not give an offering when it's 1 billion. Did you understand? So both receiving and giving, you can have a load of foolishness of not knowing how to trade there. I'm serious. So you'll be telling yourself, is when I start earning more, I will be able to join them in church project. You, it's so funny. See, let me tell you how it works. It's not that it's you that will not do it, though. It's God that will not allow you to do it. That's what I'm telling you, real life lesson. Like, the person behind this thing, that when you want to do something, when you have not done it when it was little, it's God that is behind the shrine that is ensuring that you are not doing it. No one say, God, you know, help me to sow this seed. Help me to sow this seed. You just find that you did not. You now remember that when it was 5 naira, you say, Jesus, I'm afraid of bad. Well, Joe, you can't use Jesus' money to buy granite. You don't know that song. Jesus, I'm afraid of bad. Blessing does not know. Yeah, I think he has other verses, have you? Don't sing it too much before this man go and mix a beat. I always watch his WhatsApp. All of them are just vibing to it. He will now go and mix old Jesus for them again. No, I don't trust this boy now with sound. His ears are just tuned to picking things. Amen. Amen. And so when someone blesses you with anything, say thank you. Don't, before you really understand how you are deserving, say thank you first. Before you quickly analyze how is your right, quickly say thank you first. You find out that you could have been somebody else. For example, I appreciate life so much. I appreciate life because it could have been somebody else that could be having the opportunity you have. I mean, some of us are, those we grew up together are probably nowhere to be found. Some of them are probably dead. Some of them probably, maybe COVID even took them out. And so it's always good to be grateful. I know you can hear me, you know? Do you know why I know you can hear me? You are a spirit. You can hear what I'm saying. And I don't even think there's... It's before I always thought some people can't really understand, but Pastor D helped me to understand on Tuesday, that even a baby can hear. Like a newborn baby that we went to go and do naming ceremony, can hear what you're saying. And so I know you can hear me, and I'm saying that, you know, Don't be ungrateful. Find every reason to thank God. Because devil will not want you to. You know, devil will tell you you're not wearing the best of the shirt. Devil will tell you that, this is your lace. What's the anniversary? You know? Do you get my point? Devil will tell you that, you know, where are your mates? See, I'm saying it is this mic. God will make you better than your counterparts. But you have to lay the right pillars One of it is appreciating God. See, whenever they say, oh, your future will not look like your past, the vehicle is Thanksgiving. Who does not deserve or desire a better future? It's everybody does. But you don't live your life by chance. You know, I always tell people, don't tell yourself what will be, no. Don't ever even let somebody else design what it will be for you. Do you get? Learn to know that you can partner with God to ensure you have a great future. Do you get? And so Thanksgiving, Victoria, I'm so happy to see you. I didn't know you. I'm just seeing you. You're welcome. No. Let Thanksgiving. See, at times I'll ask myself that, was I the one that always liked to eat children in the beans? Now, when I use all my descriptions, some people understand it because they are still eating the beans. Some of them, someone like Joshua, where's Joshua? You might know children in the beans or Jaja beans. Jaja beans is the one that can make you even fail exam. You will slip off. I don't know what that woman puts inside the beans. I almost missed a terminal exam. I saw the test. When I got to the class, the man said, you slept off. I said, yes, sir. And I was the highest in that course, in that semester. I slept off. That's the power of that beans. I've never seen a beans that has drugs inside. I don't know what is inside the butt that you wouldn't sleep. Huh. James, you will sleep. That beans. You that you like heavy, you will sleep. I don't know who can eat that beans and your body will not react that way. But yeah, that was the beans. You know, 15 naira, bread 15 naira, and pure water. No, it was 10 naira. I think it was already 10 naira then. I mean, it's not a big deal. Do you get my point? It's not a big deal. Whether the gari is sour or is not sour, it's not a big deal. You're grateful. You're grateful. Because the real deal is, you might be thinking when you are big, you thank God. But God knows that nobody has ever postponed Thanksgiving and fulfilled it. So he does not believe you are lying. We are whining him. God, if this thing pulls through. No. Find a reason to thank God now. Say, God, thank you that I can even register. Don't say, God, when I pass, I'll come and rababa. No. Say, thank you, Jesus, for the provision for this form. Thank you, Jesus, for journey mercies. Thank you, Jesus, for that this is there. Thank you. And, you know, I would even say to you that Thanksgiving is your way to become more comfortable with God's blessings. You know, some of you still believe if you share your blessing, maybe they can withdraw the visa they give to you. You know, I said something in church, you know, Nigerian mentality, you will not share new dispensation until you get there. Like, maybe after 1 week, you are sure immigration is not pursuing you, you are sure they've not revoked your visa, you are sure your passport, they didn't send you back at the border, then you now say, new dispensation. I have traveled out to. You know, I saw somebody post recently that the cousin was trying to hide when she would travel. And then she left the area at the wrong time so that the people in the community would think that's when she's traveling. So that village people will not, you know, as village, who told the village people use your time to track? So I think somebody is now going to go and post the real time on Twitter for her. She now said, I'm even trying to hide from village people. You have come to... No. See, as a child of God, your blessings are not within the jurisdiction of man's control. You know, I remember to then when growing up, if anybody just wants to travel to Abuja, or don't travel to Abuja, they will go and put your bag in the car in the midnight. Then, if you are the careless one, daddy, daddy, when are you going to... They just give you a bara. You don't go up to your room. All because you must not go and... The neighbor must not hear that daddy is traveling to Abuja. Not overseas, Abuja. Ah. It's because we are not sure of the God we serve. Is it God that gave you the blessing? See, God's blessing, they go to the rooftop to shout it. Even God, when God puts glory on you, the glory does not, let me hide somewhere. Hey, let me hide. They say the glory shall shine. It will shine upon you. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Even say, Gentiles will come to your light. How will Gentiles come to your light if the blessing is hiding? The reason why it should shine, how far? You know they do fraud as they do fraud. How do they make them? That's what it means that Gentiles will come to your light. You're not doing what we are doing. Or maybe they look at an organization. When everybody is grumbling, you say, God will make it happen. At the end of the day, God made it happen. They will come and say, how far? How you doing? That's what it means by Gentiles will come to your light. So if you are like all the time, then how will Gentiles come to your light? It's not going to be possible. You know, I remember when working at a particular organization, I always tell the people I work with, I prayed before I came here. This trouble that are troubling me, I've prayed about it. You are not within the radar. I'm serious. It's so funny that they thought I knew that there would be a massive layoff after I left. And I didn't even know. It was so interesting that somebody said, Laolu knew that they would come and sack all of us. Me, I left July. They did massive layoff September. September. I had 1 month notice. So I left August. I got the job July. I left August. They laid off the whole department. Not like they look who they will pick, who is his face not looking like. They just said this department will not exist again. So it's not about I'm the star performer, I'm the star boy, I'm the favorite. No. They just said they don't need, you know when they say they don't need our services again. So it's not about maybe you didn't do performance, you didn't perform well. No, it's not about performance. They just said, no, there are some roles like that in some organization. They just said, sorry, we will no longer be in need of your services. So the company could be in a situation where they want to do that. Some companies lay off, not because you don't perform well. So just because you guys are looking like, you can lay me off without. No, yes, I'm serious. They can. Do you get my point? But that's not even the gist. And so when I heard from those of my colleagues, they said, Laolu, if you say you didn't know, we will not believe you. I say, I didn't know. I just enjoy my own, go, where next? And that's the way I live. It's always when an instruction comes, you're leaving here to this place. I begin to find a way to transition. I don't get the job first before saying, God, we have gotten a job, so how are we moving? No. I've never gotten a job like that before. Do you get where I've gotten a job first? Then I'm not asking God, how are we going to do this job? No. And so thanksgiving is God's vehicle to help you become comfortable with his blessings. Because it's still with this your mouth, you will say, I thank God for the $1 billion contract. No, if you have never thanked God for 5 naira, you will find it problematic. You won't even be, you won't have words. Because you say people will not believe you. But if the person that thank God for 5 naira today came tomorrow, or comes tomorrow, and says, I thank God for 20K, And comes tomorrow, I think of a 1 million. They, you know, this guy has progress. Or he has a pattern of Thanksgiving. And so Thanksgiving is not when it is big. You know, I remember too, when I was a bit younger, you know, you want to give the gym testimony. Like, as I was coming, no. You can just say, I thank God for the salvation of my soul. You know, like Demi said, you know, I thank God, you know, for being born again. I thank God for provisions. See, Thanksgiving, I've said this before, Thanksgiving is the worth of Thanksgiving is in the heart of the giver or he who has the testimony. So, for example, let me give you an example. No, let me use Anthony, sorry. If Anthony says, I thank God for that I passed integrated science. And may I say, I thank God that I passed London GCE. Now, you might think my testimony is weighty, Abby. You go, London GCE. What do you know? The amount, the courses, blah, blah, blah. But his reason for giving thanks to God for passing integrated science might be because he didn't have any frame of reference for his passing. He didn't have the ability. God gave him wisdom and he read. And beyond his ability, he passed the exam. Now, in his heart, the size of his testimony could probably outweigh mine or maybe be the same. And so we don't judge, which testimony should we become emotional to? Hey, wow! Every the whole church stand up. Bah, 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 bah. The worth of the testimony is in the heart of the giver. Now, that the whole congregation, 1,000 congregations stand up and clapping, does not make the testimony jim jim. Or the whole camp, everybody started, then maybe Pastor Kunle now put saxophone to it. They didn't put saxophone to your own, they just collected mic from you and gave it to the next person. No. The size is the appreciation is in the heart of the giver. It's not even in the how the pastor understands the testimony. The heart. Wow. Come and see what the Lord is. No. It's in the heart of the word giver. The guy can say, I thank God for providing me transport fare to come home. And the other one say, I thank God for the new contract. See, both of them could have died.
Yeah.
Maybe this one, he won't go home. This other one will not go home. Maybe there will not be food in the house if we didn't get the contract. And this one too, will not get home. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the size of the testimony or the size of the appreciation is in the heart of the giver. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so learn that, you know, when you share your testimony before another person, you know, learn to retain the appreciation of your testimony as you even hear others testify. Learn to say, oh, yeah, thank you, Jesus, for also doing this. And lastly, you know, when people share testimony, I want you to know that if you're connected to that community, then it will soon be your turn. Did you hear what I'm saying? But not so much about your turn. It's much about Kunle and Anthony. Come again. Now, let me assume I'm their eldest brother. If Anthony and Kunle hears that I just hit a $4 billion project, will you be happy? He says it all. All his dreams have been achieved. The way, now, that's the laughter. That's the same way we would also react when our brother here our sister here shares is our testimony. So much more beyond, it will soon be my turn. It's all about the family has got something. The family has got something. It will be very strange if God blesses someone in the family and one of the family members still feel that it wasn't the family that was blessed. You know the way when somebody just buys a car in the house and you just want to go and learn how to drive? Ah! Yes. It's a family blessing. When you hear a testimony of, oh, God preserved me here, that God preserves us in this place. If you hear a testimony of promotion at work, it's yes. God has promoted my sister. He has promoted us as a family. Now, the condition is those that are connected to that. It's a community thing. It's not a mechanism for just attending church. Do you get my point? It's not that, this is where God is blessing people. Okay, he has blessed us. No. It's about, am I connected to this citadel or this portal or this place of blessing? Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's thank God again for all the testimonies that we have heard. Let's say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You know, what God is said to do with, you know, every one of you, even those that weren't able to make it today, is beyond what our mouth can even express. And there's a prophecy that is in Isaiah that where's Ife? Ife, I hope you're here. Okay, I called your name. So there was a particular prophecy that Ife prayed about some months back around we rebuilding the what? The old ruins. I like the way you remembered that. That's a blessed memory. It's good to always remember what God says. And the wasted things that have been laid waste in previous generation, you know, God bringing you into the forefront of you restoring those things. And I remember then, I think we had maybe a teaching, maybe even at the same day, and we're looking at things that have been lost in older generation or things that have happened with the older generation, that God would use this generation to rebuild what has been lost, or restore what has been lost, and also restore Amen. Let's quickly look at it, then we'll run away from there. If you just remember the exact place, Isaiah. Huh? Okay. Are you feeling heat? Huh? You're good, Abby. So let's quickly look at Isaiah 61. If I'm sure it's 61. Verse what? No. Before verse 4. I think it started from it's before. I know there's some reference in You remember when I talked about the saviors that are coming from Mount Zion? We also referenced Hosea, the prophecy of Hosea that talked about
of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, amen. Amen. And so the assignment for our generation is, first, we acknowledging that we are trees of righteousness, right? So that we can help do all the work that was mentioned from verse 4. You know, it said you will rebuild the old ruins, you would raise up the former desolations, meaning places that devil had once desecrated. You will go back there and fix it, and it will become the house of God again. Do you get that's what it means? Former desolation. Desolation means where people were dwelling before and they left. Do you get my point? And I'm wanting you to charge up, to know that you have a great assignment over you. Hmm? You have a what? You know, some of you have assignments in businesses that people have termed unprofitable, or people have termed impossible. And God gives you wisdom to go into that place, and you make things happen there. Hallelujah.